Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for March 15th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour 2 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We believe the checks and balances put in place by our founders, absolutely the solution. By our greater numbers shall we see success, ladies and gentlemen. We need a moral people that stand for liberty. Without that, we're in trouble. Welcome to LibertyRoundtable.com and Liberty Roundtable Live, syndicated by RepublicBroadcasting.org. LibertyNewsRadio.com, just to name a couple. We'd also like to thank the AM and FM radio stations up and down the line for their hard work and support for Liberty Roundtable Live as well. Kirk Crosby's with me. Hour one in the can, last hour. Soon it'll be up on LibertyRoundtable.com. Check it out. Tell your friends about the archives, would you please? All right, hour two starts now. Headline says, why Washington's political class is losing control, Kurt. I guess that's a statement from a senator, huh?
Well, that's right. And this senator in particular happens to be a, his name is David Perdue. What I wanted to ask you first about him is, have you heard of this guy, Sam?
No.
All right. Now, I don't mean anything bad by it, but you know, you'd think if he's a senator and he's really, kind of shaking it up, if you will, that by now we would have heard of him. But anyway, he says the Washington political establishment has hit the panic button, not because they're afraid of any one individual or candidate, but because they're afraid of losing their own political power. You know, and he writes this as if
he's not one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, and wow. Yet, you know, if he weren't, I just got to say that I think we would have already, heard of, Perdue. But anyway, he says this town is filled with well-intentioned people who believe they are doing the right thing, but far too many have lost their way after years in Washington.
All right, January 2015 is when he got in office, Curtis from Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and some would say, well, see, that's only like just over a year. So, I mean, this guy's, that's why you haven't heard of him. But, I don't think it should take that long. If he was really standing up for what we want, you'd think by now we'd have
heard of him. You're right. He was 66 years old, Kurt, born in Macon, Georgia.
Yeah.
He's a Republican, of course.
Yeah, of course.
His name is Bonnie. He's got two kids. He lives in, Sea Island, Georgia? His alma mater, Georgia Institute of Technology.
Oh.
He's a businessman, Kurt.
Business.
He's a United Methodist.
Okay.
And all I can tell you is I don't think he's one of us, Kurt.
Maybe he's just been holding back, Sam. But he goes on to say, politicians pay more attention to special interest groups and powerful lobbyists writing checks to their next campaign than listening to the people back home who sent them here in the first place. You know, because he's writing from Washington, D.C. This dangerous power vacuum has fueled, I find it interesting. Here's an article by
the way,
senator.
He's the first cousin of former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue, Kurt.
I thought he may have had some connection to another Perdue. But anyway, he goes on to say this dangerous power vacuum has fueled frustration and created an entirely new breed of disenfranchised voters who are fed up with the status quo. These are real people. Their anger is palpable, and it's not going away anytime soon, he says. Then he goes on and cites a survey, you know, and politicians always want to do this because they got to figure out where they stand, you know. I mean, they couldn't just look at their principles.
But yeah, now he's been in the textile industry for quite a while, or, you know, clothing and that kind of stuff, shoes. And I guess right before he became a senator, Kurt, he was the CEO of Dollar General.
Oh, there you go. He's done something
in the private sector, though. You got to give him some credit.
Good point. He said a recent survey of likely Republican primary voters showed that 86% believe that people like me don't have any say about what the government does. You know, that's their quote. Another recent exit poll in my home state of Georgia showed 6 in 10 Republicans have felt betrayed by their political party. 6 in 10. Maybe the other guys weren't awake. The other guys are all the kingmen, I guess. This sentiment, he says, is something I heard countless times during my campaign for the U.S. Senate just over a short year ago. It's what pulled me to get involved personally to try and make a difference. But this is not just happening in Georgia. People across America are angry, frustrated, and scared because they feel like Washington isn't listening to them.
I agree with the statement that the American people aren't listening or aren't believing in government, Kurt. I think that anger, no doubt, is there, and Trump's tapped into it and all that. But here's the part I don't believe that Mr. Perdue's talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, they said that Washington has hit, or, you know, the political establishment has hit the panic button. I don't agree with that. So I ask the question, do you believe the Washington political establishment has hit the panic button? See, I don't, Kurt. I don't think so. They're not panicking about anything.
I think they're just doubling down.
That's right.
At least as far as I can see.
Agreed. They're doubling down for sure. They're taking off the gloves now, though. Look, Mr. Trump is a violent, hostile to women, is how they're pitching Trump now. And they're going to hammer that, and they're going to push for a brokerage convention. If they don't get it, they're going to take a candidate third party. All the rules are off. They're not going to obey any rules at all. That's where we are, Kurt. They're not hitting the panic button. They're just pulling out the stops.
Yep. And these are the same guys that made Trump promise that he wouldn't go third party. And
they're also the same guy that made Trump famous.
Yeah, good point.
Mm-hmm. And rich. Right? Now conservatives are plotting third-party challenge to Trump, they say.
Yeah. They won't do that, by the way, this senator from Georgia, he finishes up his, little expose, I guess you could call it. He says, no matter who our Republican presidential nominee is at the end of this process, one thing is clear, we cannot allow Democrats, it's the same old Republican-Democrat thing, to double down on the failed policies of the last 7 years. Then he says, a better course of action would be a candid examination of what can be done to regain the trust of the American people. Let's start with simply listening to them. What do you, you want to give them any recommendations to this senator and the rest of them, Washington, D.C., Sam?
Specifically to this guy?
Well, or, you know, the rest of them, you know, because they're trying to figure out, hey, what's really... What do we need to do?
Listen, the American people don't really love Donald Trump, Kurt. In fact, there's a lot to not like about Trump. I mean, it's true he's a womanizer. It's true that he says all kinds of incendiary things. It's true that he's full of himself. It's true that he's had a lot of business failings as well as a lot of success. There's a lot of negative to Trump. But I'll tell you what's not negative about Trump, but I'll tell you what he's tapped into, and that is the anger regarding the politicians not caring what you and I think. Okay. For example, at the parties, they change all the rules. Okay. They don't believe rules matter. Rules are just designed to make sure that the insiders stay in and the outsiders stay out. And if you don't believe me, they changed all the rules against Ron Paul back when it was his turn. Now Ben Swan's reporting the following, Kurt, to make the point. Ready? Hey. RNC official claims every delegate is a super delegate. No problem. Can override the will of the voters. See? Now, when it was Ron Paul running, every delegate wasn't a superdelegate, Kurt.
No, they had to be.
Because if they were, Ron Paul would have been president, my friend.
Good point.
But see, now all they do is they go, hey, every delegate is a superdelegate, and they're all in the bed for Cruz. And if you don't like that, and if that doesn't fly, and if we legally get stymied or shut down, we'll just take our plans third party. Never mind that we made you swear to support the nominee. We're not going to support the nominee. We're not going to do what we demanded you do. And so you asked me the question, you said, do I have advice for Washington? Or for these senators, for the insiders? My advice is very simple. Quit acting like thugs. My response is, we don't seek for power. We seek to pull it down. And you know what? The more you guys seek for power, the more out of touch you are with us. Because we want representative government, not tyrannical government. Got it?
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use always. So, Kurt, I don't even know how to think about these guys, but my advice is simply this. As long as you seek for power, you're going to be at a continued 180 from the American people. And the, I don't know what word I want to use for this, but the chasm between the two is just going to get wider and wider and wider. And I pray we don't have violence in America. But that's what we're going to have, Kurt, because we've got a collision course set up by those who seek for power and don't give a rip what you or I or anybody else think. And as long as they continue to hold on to that power and ignore the people, we're not going to have civility or stability in America. Okay? When RNC official claims every delegate's a superdelegate, they can flat out override the will of voters. Now conservatives plot third party. That tells all. Now, the problem is you've got Republicans attacking Trump for all the wrong reasons. But again, when they hold on to power, they don't really care about the real reasons or the things that matter at all. I'll give you an example. John Kasich loves NAFTA. TPP. That's the Trade Pacific Partnership or whatever it is. Common Core. Amnesty. And Clinton's gun ban. That's an article from News with Views. Another one of my favorite sites for news. And this is just what I'm talking about, Kurt. So they're trying to push John Kasich. That's the guy for everything we stand against, Kurt. Kasich on the take. But there's every news outlet in the country that's mainstream press right now going, man, John, your campaign's about to reset and launch. It's your turn to bathe in the sun. And that's where they're going. They're going to basically watch. They're going to jettison Rubio. Not because they want to, but because they have to. Today he's going to lose in Florida big. And then they're going to go ahead and say, you know what? Kasich somehow, well, Rubio got stopped. But Kasich, he's on a roll. And now it'll be Kasich Cruz against Trump, Kurt. That's where they're headed. And if that's not successful, they'll bounce third party and or just flat out change the rules and lie about delegates and who can do what, and, you know, every delegate will be a super delegate. There's no rules, or the rules are as we say they are. Rules are for me, not for you. And even as a little kid, you know, when you play a game and your big brother changes the rules, even a little kid gets all mad and goes, he's breaking the rules. He's making it up as he goes along. This is no different. Except real power is at stake. All right, while that's going on, though, they're ignoring a bomb-sniffing dog. Kurt, Oregon Live has the details.
Yeah, now that's kind of a big story, at least it seemed like to
me. Not if you're on the campaign stage, sir.
Yeah, good point.
Attacking Trump's a bigger story.
You know, you've got a bomb-sniffing dog that discovers, discover a little marijuana or a little bit of, somebody had too much, I don't know, whatever in their bag, but discovered a couple of missiles?
Yeah.
Missiles. Serbia's authorities are investigating reports that a cargo package bound for Portland contained a couple of missiles with explosive warheads on a passenger flight. I don't know.
They're called Hellfire missiles, Kurt.
Yeah, now that would probably be bigger than like a, what, an M1?
That'd be bigger than a government-started forest fire, Kurt, than Hellfire.
Bigger.
Now, the reason I bring up this Hellfire stuff is because we act like these foreign countries just built these missiles, Kurt.
Yes.
And most of these missiles that come, these Hellfire missiles or whatever, come from one of two places, maybe three, Kurt. You know where they come from?
America?
The United States is the biggest distributor, by the way. Secondarily, it's Russia and probably China. Everybody else gets their stuff somehow trickled down from one of those groups. Now, I'm not saying there's never an exception to that, but for the most part, that's the truth of the matter. So when we talk about these bomb-sniffing dogs discovering, quote, Hellfire missiles bound for Portland, how did that all happen? Now,
well,
it's interesting.
See, the
if
way
they
want
to trace my
things.
Gun, Kurt, they could trace it right to the umpth degree of who had it, who bought it, who sold it, who... But when it comes to these Hellfire missiles, you know, exported from the United States or Russia or wherever.
That's right.
Golly, Gomer, I don't know where it came from.
What are they talking about, man?
When you look at that thing, you think, wow, I wonder how you ship Hellfire missiles. I guess you go into your local, like, FedEx or whatever and say, I need a kind of a bigger box with some little cushion around it.
Hey, do you have any real strong boxes in here? You know. Maybe we got to put a padlock on that one so the wrong people don't open it, I'm thinking.
That's right. But anyway, yeah, that's what I want to know, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you, the listening audience. Did you hear this story from...
Heck no, they're too busy telling you that Trump wiped his nose and created violence.
I mean, did you...
nuts.
You'd think that we must have, like, you know, 20,000 researchers.
Right, we do, Sam? Kurt.
Yeah.
Sam and Kurt do the work of 20,000. By the way, I want to just stop right here. There's a couple of people that have sent us some pretty good donations lately. And I don't really want to name them because I don't think they want the limelight. But I do want them to know how much we appreciate them. They know who they are, and we appreciate them. And without them, we couldn't even do the work that we're doing. And I'm really grateful for their support. They've done a wonderful job. And so we don't have 20,000 people, Kurt, but we do have a few people that are starting to, you know, submit to us stories and citizen reporters. And Sam and Kurt work real hard. Yeah, people sent us a nickel or three, and I'm so grateful for them. And if you want to donate and become part of the solution today, libertynewsradio.com, donate today. Would love it. Now, I find the other interesting thing about this, you know, the nation called the United States of America is supposed to be a Christian nation, Kurt.
We got some exports here, don't we?
A nation that follows the Prince of Peace, but we're exporting hellfire missiles. I don't get that very well. I'm just kind of wondering.
Well, yeah, I mean, good point. I mean, anyway, the Serbian state news agency.
I'd rather have a love, follow the Prince of Peace, have the proper role of limited government missile, and what it would do is fire over a country, then it would just somehow open up like the candy bomber and just rain down supreme law of the land constitutions on everybody.
Ooh, yeah. You know? Anyway, their Serbian state news agency, Tanjug, T-A-N-J-U-G, I guess that's a jug that's kind of not brown all the way, but anyway, reported that the missiles had been packed in wooden coffins, and they were unloaded at the Belgrade Nikola Tesla airport, where they were inspected by bomb-sniffing dogs. This type of missile was originally designed, they say, to be fired from a helicopter and was named Helicopter Launched Fire and Forget Missile, later shortened to Hellfire.
Yeah, the people don't really forget, Kurt, when that sucker lands, you know.
Well, you just don't remember anything after that. Bomb sniffing dog discovers, you know, anyway, the bottom line is those dogs did their job.
It was like bark three times for Hellfires.
Oh, and by the way, you're just wondering the size of these. They weigh about 100 pounds. They cost about 110 grand a piece. Do you find those on eBay? Most models use lasers to home in on their targets, although one version of the AGM-114 relies on radar. The FBI in Portland said it's looking into the reports. They said, we don't have any information on that yet.
Who made the
Jennifer
missile?
Adams.
And after it left, who made it? Where did it go?
Oh, Sam.
By the way, there's college students in the news, and I added one word to the headline, Kurt.
Oh, boy.
The one word I added is illegal.
Yeah.
Whether it's hellfire missiles coming into America or these college students, it's illegal.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Hey, Kurt. These coffins seem kind of heavy. You think we ought to look into one of these dudes?
Bomb-sniffing dogs. There's nothing in there.
Bomb-sniffing dogs are discovering what they call hellfire missiles bound for Portland, Oregon. And yeah. I find this fascinating. We're not really going to discuss who made them. Whose missiles are they? You know, these countries that build these missiles, usually, Kurt, there's, you know, who made them and stuff.
Yeah, good point.
And even if it doesn't say on them who made them, by the way, just so you know, oftentimes it's pretty easy to say, well, that brand of missile was made by the Chinese or by the Russians or by the United States or who made it? And then, you know, if we're going to track the gun that Kurt has, the 22 that may be in his closet or something, we're going to make sure that we absolutely document where it was made, who bought it, where it came, who. Where's the call by the mainstream press in bed with the government to, I don't know, create a complete missile tracking system? You know? Just wondering. By the way, when you go to thepowermall.com, ask about the special package deals, thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys. They got the most important health discovery ever. It's a book, Kurt. Available on sale for $12.95 at thepowermall.com. They also got Sprout Man's Kitchen. They call it Garden Cookbook. They got bread, cookies, soups, and more. 250 other low-fat, dairy-free recipes. Sale $11.96, available now at thepowermall.com. Book, Weapons of Mass Instruction. Have you seen that, Kurt? The book, Weapons of Mass Instruction?
That would probably have something to do with the government school.
Yes, sir. In fact, it says, a school teacher's journey through the dark world of compulsory schooling. It's on sale for $13.56. Guess who wrote it, Kurt?
John Taylor Gatto.
Ding, ding, ding. Yes, sir. Roger that. Available now. book, Weapons of Mass Instruction, John Taylor Gatto. Incredible book now, available at thepowermall.com. Get your copies today. Behold a Pale Horse, that's a documentary. America's Last Chance, starring country music legend Charlie Daniels. It's normally $19.95, Kurt. On sale for $10 at thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys, thepowermall.com. They also got Roger Stone's book available for sale, Kurt. Jeb and the Bush crime family. Clinton's war on women, etc., you know, on sale. You got 10% off Numana Foods and more. I'm telling you right now, it's an absolute opportunity at thepowermall.com. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you today. I said the headline was illegal.
And that... do business with the good guys.
Amen to that.
You know, yeah.
All right, they say college students, Sam, Kurt, but I had to add the word illegal to the front of the article. Or the headline.
Well, Sam, there you go. Just kind of ruining the whole thing.
Well, when you read the next story, you'll know why I had to do it, ladies and gentlemen.
These college students are ticked off, Sam, and they're at several campuses in Southern California and Arizona, and they're demanding that administrators cut ties with a federal agency. Now you ask, what federal agency would that be? Yeah, it's a cool kind of situation. But yeah, that's the Immigrations, Customs, and Enforcement. They don't really want them there.
Not to be confused with ISIS, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, they're okay with that. But they don't want these guys. Yeah, they don't want these guys showing up because they say that some students feel uncomfortable, Sam. They feel unsafe. And you wouldn't want those students to feel uncomfortable. Down there at UC Santa Barbara, one university I've never visited, and I don't even have it on my list. Anyway, they had a parade of students, but they were boisterously demonstrating against Border Patrol recruiters at a campus job fair. I guess they didn't believe in free choice. But anyway, they were loudly chanting, F your borders, F your walls. This is the kind of higher level language you get at the universities these days. One organizer told the college Fix agent's attendance was triggering for undocumented students. You know what that means, right, Sam? This whole term triggering.
That's kind of a scary word. Upsetting. They're probably inciting violence, too, I'm thinking. That triggering
it's
idea.
Upsetting these undocumented, or as you would call them, illegal alien students, adding there's no space on this campus for an organization that continues to threaten the safety of students. What I want to know, Sam, is let's say you had a kind of habitual bank robber, and the guy kind of, he'd robbed another 20 or 30 banks.
What's wrong with that?
And he felt like,
Kurt, what's he doing? Steal money from the people that illegally made money in the first place? And what's up with that?
Yeah, I need a safe zone. I need a place where I feel safe. And so if you could kind of protect me here, I'd like it a little more. You know, what's so amazing to me is these guys probably would never go for a safe zone for a bank robber. But, you know, people who break our laws and invade our country illegally, they're to be protected somehow. And this goes to the point, Sam, that that's exactly why people are coming out of the woodwork to back guys like Donald Trump. Don't you think, Sam?
No.
I mean, these guys, it's just shocking to me.
Now, what do they say? Anyway, 124 of these illegals released from jail, charged with 138 murder cases, Kurt?
Yeah, that's more than one per illegal immigrant, right? I mean, this is, and people are like, well, what's the big deal? Well, when people come in and don't just kind of like, do your laundry or pick your vegetables, but they kill people, you know, some people get a little ticked off about it, right, Sam? You know?
Yeah.
And that's what's going on. But I don't remember hearing Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Glenn Beck talk about these stories. Do you, ladies and gentlemen?
Well,
did you hear Michael Savage bring up that stuff?
No, of course not.
No. There wasn't time. Their programs are so short, they just really can't fit them.
Well, especially with all the commercials they have. Hey, Kurt, by the way, Ross Story's in the news. Jerry Brown, do you know who he is?
Oh, he's one of my favorite governors. I'm sure glad he's not the governor.
California Governor Jerry Brown says if Donald Trump wins, we'll probably have to build a wall around California.
Yeah, well, he means a wall on the southern border, I'm sure. But, he means the whole state?
Well, first off, Governor Jerry Brown's a nut. California Jerry Brown.
Nuts.
If Trump was ever elected, we'd have to build a wall around California.
Wow.
I don't even understand it. But there you go.
Yeah.
Now, they say birthers are entering the scene, Kurt.
Uh-huh.
And who do you think is the birther?
Well, of course it would be, let's see, Hillary, I guess, now, because he's going to talk about Rubio and Cruz, right? I don't know. Who would it be? Maybe it'd be Donald Trump be doing the birther thing again.
Yeah, where it's going. There's a fake news story out there saying that Donald Trump picked Joe Arpaio for president or vice president pick. It's a rumor. It's not true, but that's what they're saying, you know?
I didn't see it.
Are you cool with that? Would you be for that, Kurt?
Well,
Donald and Joe.
All I can say is it would be a pretty lively presidency and vice presidency.
They'll never let that happen. Because then they might arrest Barry.
Oh,
Mr.
Yeah.
Barry Barack Toro.
Think of it, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to let that happen anytime soon.
You're going to hold off, huh?
I found that kind of fascinating, though.
Yeah.
All right, well, there's a lot of news stories to get to, Kurt. There's some that are more important than others. And one of the things that Liberty Roundtable does best is pick the stories that have value to bring up. Israeli hiker.
Hear everywhere else, you know, right?
Now, of course. This Israeli hiker had an interesting find.
Yeah.
You're supposed to make him wait until after the break to tell them all about it.
Oh, okay. I thought we were supposed to jam as much news in as possible, into the minutes.
It's a 2,000-year rare find.
Yes.
Details in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test, free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Liberty Roundtable brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys. That is thepowermall.com. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. Also, GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for patriots, GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Also, World Affairs Brief. When you want to get a breakdown with trouble and commentary on a difficult world, hey, worldaffairsbrief.com gets it done today. Kurt, maybe this guy would donate this to the Liberty Roundtable Fund, and then we'd have plenty of cashola, Kurt. Dateline wow. Israel.
Yeah, just imagine you're out, well, you're hiking. And, you know, in this case, your name is Lori Rimmon. You're hiking along, and, you know, you see something shiny. On your walk in Israel's Eastern Galilee region, and you look down and you pick it up, and it's a 2,000-year-old gold coin. I mean, imagine that.
That ought to be worth about a Federal Reserve note or two.
It happened. Yeah, they say that the ancient coin appears to be only the second of its kind to have been found. It said London's British Museum possesses the other coin. They say it's from the year AD 107, bears the image of Augustus. That's the first emperor of the Roman Empire, by the way. And they say it was minted as part of a series of coins honoring Roman rulers. I don't know why in the world they would have used gold, Sam. I mean, didn't they know about paper money back then? But anyway, Antiquities Authority official Donald T. Ariel said the coin may have paid part of the salary of a Roman soldier. Yeah, and
what's fascinating about that is it may and it may not have.
Yeah.
It's just interesting how they do that stuff. Yeah, it might have been, you know, a payout from Barack Obama's ancestors.
That's right. And they say it, this girl, Lori, happened upon this shiny coin on a walk. And the authority there said she will receive a certificate of appreciation for handing over the coin.
Hand it over. Have you lost your mind? I'd flee to America for safety and then become an illegal immigrant, hide my coin somewhere, and then just get on the public dole.
Yeah.
And then if anybody said anything, I'd just be like, what? You guys are racist. You're against the illegal immigrant. I'm just an undocumented American wanting to go to college. Leave me the heck alone.
Handing over the coin. Wow.
All right. Hey, Kurt, do you know who Will Quigg is? Not Greg, you know, not our buddy Will Grigg. This is Quigg, Q-U-I-G-G.
I didn't. Before this story, I had no idea
Well, yeah, you should know. You're one of them racist KKK dudes. You ought to know who your leaders are, my friend.
I guess I should have known.
Who is this guy? Who is this goofball, Kurt?
Well, they say that this guy tweeted his support for Donald Trump somehow a while back. But now, guess what? He's behind the Democratic candidate's hidden agenda. You know, he's a Hillary lover. But the hate group watchers, by the way, who's that? Oh, that's the guys who say that Liberty News Radio is the largest hate group in Utah. But anyway, they're skeptical about this. They think this guy's really playing a trick.
I'm skeptical really about them and this guy, Kurt. Both of them.
Yeah, he's kind of a quig of a guy, but anyway, that's his name, Will Quig.
This guy is a member of the KKK, supposedly.
Yeah,
apparently. That is the clue. Klux Klan. Yeah. Now, Kurt, are you willing to let Will Quig say and think what he wants to?
Well, I thought America was supposed to have freedom of speech.
Yeah. So I'm not here to debate if he's for Hillary or not. He says he is, and whatever. I mean, I don't know that I agree with this guy. I don't know enough about him to even know. I don't know him personally. I'm just saying, even if you think he's involved with an organization that you may not believe in or you may think is horrible or nefarious or whatever, look, this Will Quig guy has the right to say and think what he wants. Man, he's just loving on Hillary. I think Bill ought to get in his face probably, though.
They say he's a grand dragon. Now, you know, anyway, I guess that's a kind of level in the KKK. And they've got their own California branch.
Yeah.
Apparently.
California KKK, guys. That's the CKKK people.
I guess so. But anyway, he basically says he's for Hillary. We want Hillary Clinton to win. That's what Mr. Quig told the Telegraph, telegraph.co.uk. Yeah.
The UK, and, they're probably part of the KKK, too.
Whoa. So anyway, there's right. your you it probably doesn't get any better story
when you go to the Breitbart either. People, Kurt. The Breitbart people are in the news. And yeah. I guess there's a Breitbart exodus amid claims of, quote, Trump assault, and I guess the battle is going on. Michelle Fields claims that the Trump staff basically abused her, almost threw her to the ground, hurt her, and everything else. And now they got an exodus of reporters, Michelle Fields bailing, this other guy leaving, Ben Shapiro or whatever his name is. Breitbart not really making many comments about it. And at first, the media was all on board to say, man, Trump staff did do this. But now there's a video released. Well, the Trump campaign's right. They didn't do anything to her. And so it's kind of an interesting twist. It was a left-wing style hoax by Michelle Fields. And it's interesting. I guess even the left-wingers work for Breitbart, Kurt.
Oh, that's, yeah, that is interesting, Sam. Hmm.
Well, you know, the real Breitbart founder guy died under very strange circumstances. That's another toss-up.
Yeah, he said he was ready to release some really important stuff on Obama, and somehow he just had a problem eating, I think.
Oh, my heart.
Yeah.
And then, by the way, they never released it, just saying.
Well, yeah, there was just no details available. You know.
All right, they say the Stop Hillary campaign is on fire. Join the surging response to this theme, Clinton for prosecution, not president. Or some say Clinton for prison, not president. Here's what's fascinating, Kurt. If you burp, you can get in jail. But Hillary, it's all good. Hey, quit talking bad about my wife like that. She's done an honorable job. She's been in all kinds of positions. She's ready to be president. I'm going to be the first man in history. See, that's what's going on, Kurt. You can't even make this stuff up. Hillary campaign is on fire, Kurt. Mm-hmm. She's literally probably going to be the nominee. The Republicans are going to melt down and fight and scratch and create third party. And what they're going to do is probably engineer a Hillary win.
You think so?
I wish not. But how has Hillary stayed around so long, Kurt? Just every time you turn around, she gets more press, more support, more money, wins something else, you know. There's a lot of political theater involved, but instead of her going away or instead of her, you know, having trouble with this criminal activity and the prosecution relating to her email scandals and everything else, none of it seems to stick. She just continues to grow and stick around. So do I think Hillary will win? I don't know. I don't know what the elites want, but I know this. Her candidacy is not shrinking. It's growing big time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fascinating. The Republicans are more interested in stopping Trump than they are Hillary.
That is interesting, isn't it? I just look at it and think, man, I just don't know who would get excited about voting for Hillary unless...
Half the Republicans
they're the ones
to stop Trump.
Oh, yeah, good point, yeah. But anyway...
It's beyond comprehension. All right, Kurt has a BYU basketball story for us. BYU basketball Cougars cry foul.
You know, I just... The reason I wanted to bring this story up, Sam, you know, sports is not exactly a love fest, typically, between the teams. You know, there's usually some... not love lost, if you will, between the two teams now. You know, and they try to always do what they call a rivalry. In other words, you know, you're supposed to bust your rival's windows out or, you know, rip up their field or, you know, break their mascot, you know, things like that in kind of a love-hate relationship, if you will. But in this case, they're trying to make the BYU Cougars a new rival, and so they want to make it out of the Gonzaga basketball team or whatever. But the Gonzaga guys aren't really going for it. You know, basically, they had some real kind of rough games and, you know, won and lost different stuff. But the thing that I thought was interesting is watching the replays, you see a guy get held big time in the final seconds of the game where the one team could have won. But the guy didn't say, he says, I tried to reach for it. I felt like I got grabbed a little bit. I couldn't extend my arm to go and get it, but tough play. I'm sure it was a tough angle for the ref. Their job is hard, too, just like our job is out there. So tough play at the end. Unfortunately, it didn't work out. And then in another related story, the one team was like, hey, these other guys say, you know, you'll probably make the next shot, buddy. Don't worry about it. You know, I mean, do you hear that between teams? Between opposing
What do
teams?
You got, two private schools, Kurt?
Yeah, that's right. A Catholic one and a Mormon one.
And they're ready to follow Imagine the Prince that. Of Peace and be kind and say, oh, man, it was a great game. And it's not the end of the world. It's just a game. And there's all good
that's
people there.
Cool.
And there was mistakes made. But you know what? Don't worry. No ill intent. We need more of that. Liberty Roundtable.com. This nation's shout.